So let's review. Alman l'kohen gadol, a daughter of a kohen who was a widow and then received kedushin from a kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot, or she was divorced and then received kedushin from a kohen hedyot min ha'erison, even though she did not yet get married. Rameya holds lo yechlu b'truma. They're not allowed to eat truma because, as Rashi explains from the Gemara, the mishtameris l'biya psula. Since she's anticipating a prohibited biya, she becomes pasul kohuna. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon hold that they are allowed to eat truma because mishtameris l'biya psula does not disqualify her. She does not become a chalala until an actual bias iser. Nis'amlu or nis'garshu, if they subsequently became widowed or divorced from this kohen, min hanisuin psulais, if they already married, they remain disqualified from kohuna as a chalala, min ha'eris and gesheris, if they had only received kedushin, they are eligible for kohuna and can resume eating truma because she did not become a chalala. Rashi points out that even Reb Meir agrees that she did not become a chalala as an arusa. She was merely asur b'truma because the mishtameris l'biya psula. Therefore, now that he died, she can resume eating her father's truma. The Gemara compares other psulim, for example, petzua daka koyin shekidish bas Yisrael. A petzua daka is asur lavi b'kal. He's prohibited to marry a bas Yisrael. And if he marries her, she becomes a chalala. In this case, she only received kedushin from him. Therefore, banu l'machlekes Reb Meir v'Rebbe Reb Shimon. This will depend on the machlekes in the Mishnah. L'Reb Meir de Amar mishtameres l'biya psula de raisa lo yochla hanami la'ochla. Here too, she may not eat truma because she's anticipating a prohibited biya. L'Reb Eliezer v'Reb Shimon de Amar mishtameres l'biya psula de raisa ochla hanami ochla. Here too, she may eat truma because she's not yet a chalala. The Gemara questions this assumption. Mimai dilmad kan l'kami Reb Eliezer v'Reb Shimon hasam el diyesh l'lahachu b'makam acher. Perhaps Rabbi Elazar and Shimon were lenient in the case of the Mishnah of a Malikan Gadol because he can empower a legitimate wife to eat truma. Therefore, even in the case of a forbidden wife, if he did not perform Biyah, he empowers her to eat until Biyah. However, in the case of Betzua Daka, Hacha ain l'lahacha b'makam acher. Since he's prohibited to marry any legitimate wife, he can never empower his wife to eat truma. Therefore, although he has not performed Biyah, he still cannot empower her to eat truma. The Gemara answers by citing two situations in which a Betzua Daka empowers one to eat truma. Abaya Amar, Hayel Machila Belo Yada. In the case where he only became a Betzua Daka after they were already married, his wife continues to eat truma provided there was no further bias. Therefore, in our case where he only gave kedushin, he also can empower his wife to eat truma. Rav Amar, Hayel Machal Ba'avada V'Shevchais of Hakananim. Since a Betzua Daka Kohen empowers his servants to eat truma, he can also empower his wife to eat truma. The Gemara continues with a related question. If a Betzua Daka Kohen married a woman born to Gerim, maho shechalene b'truma, does he empower her to eat truma? The Gemara analyzes the question. Laman, ila b'yehuda loy ochla. This shaila cannot be relevant according to Yehuda because there are two elements that invalidate this marriage, which would certainly not allow her to eat truma. B'kedusha se'al koi. If he is considered a legitimate kohen, then he is not allowed to marry her. Do amar bas ger zacher ke bas chol zacher, because Yehuda holds that a bas gerim is considered as the daughter of an illegitimate kohen. This prohibits a kohen to marry her, and if he did marry her, she becomes a chalala who may not eat truma. Lav b'kedusha se'al koi. And if he's not a legitimate kohen and can therefore marry a daughter of Gerim, he's still not allowed to marry her because of Betzua Daka, the Ha'omer Kahal Gerim Ikri Kal, because Yehuda holds that Gerim are considered Kahal Hashem, and a Betzua Daka is Asr Lovi B'Kahal Hashem. And if he did marry her, she becomes a Chalala who may not eat Truma. Vilar B'Yaisi, the Shaila can also not be relevant according to B'Yaisi, because these elements are non-existent and she would certainly be allowed to eat Truma. If he's considered a legitimate kohen, he's still allowed to marry her. Because Rabbi Yisi holds that a kohen is allowed to marry a bas gerim. And if he is not a legitimate kohen, he's also allowed to marry her. Because he holds that gerim are not considered kal Hashem. Therefore, Betzua Daka is allowed to marry bas gerim. Since there are no issues with this marriage, she is empowered to eat truma. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela liba de haytana." That's not Beleza ben Yaakov Omer. This question must be according to Beleza ben Yaakov, who says, "Isha bas gerim leitinasi lekohuna asher tehei imam Yisrael." A kohen may marry a bas gerim only if her mother was born to Jewish parents. And the question is, to what degree is she enhanced by having a Jewish mother? Kesheris mitayis v'bava achla. Do we say that she only becomes permitted to marry a kohen, but is not considered part of Kal Hashem, and therefore a petzua daka may marry her and she may eat truma? Idilma kedusha mitayis v'bava lo achla. Or we say that she is also included in Kal Hashem and may not marry a petzua daka. Therefore, she would become a chalala and may not eat truma. The Gemara resolves the question from a brisa. Minayin lebetzua daka koin shenos bas gerim shemachila betruma. Shenemer v'koin ki yikne nefesh kine kasbehu. Yoichel boy. The added word nefesh teaches us that she is also allowed to eat truma. Shema mino kashra si teisoba v'yachla. The Gemara continues with the halacha of a koin gadol who performs chuppah with a widow, the daughter of a koin, without giving kedushin or bia. Since this marriage is invalid, does it disqualify her from eating truma? Rav Amar yesh chuppah lepsulis. Rav says that a chuppah for an invalid marriage disqualifies her from eating truma. Shmuel Amar in chuppah lepsulis. Shmuel says that chuppah alone does not disqualify her from eating truma. Amar Shmuel moideli abba betinekis pchusim ba'ashol ashon b'yamechad. Shmuel adds that Rav agrees if she was less than 3 years old. Hail ve'in lo bia in lo chuppah. Since at this age she's not suitable for bia, she's also not suitable for chuppah, because the significance of chuppah is that it precedes bia. Therefore, the chuppah has no effect on her, and she's not disqualified from eating truma. Amar Rava afanana metinina. In support of Shmuel, Rava cites a brisa which teaches that in order for bia to be of halachic significance, she must be at least 3 years old. For example, ba'ashol shonam b'yam echad miskadeshes b'bia. A girl aged 3 years and 1 day is married through bia. Then ba'al leho yavim k'na, and she's acquired by the yavim through bia. V'chayov n'leh m'shameish ish. If she was married, another man who performs bia with her transgresses the isser of eshes ish. U'mitamas is bo'il l'tame mishkab tachten ke'elyon. If she's a nida, one who performs bia with her is also tame. Nesis l'koin, achelas b'truma. If she was married to a koin, she's empowered to eat truma. Ba'al leh echad m'kala b'sulim b'sala. If an illegitimate man performs bia with her, she's disqualified from kuna. We see from the brisa, "Ba'ashol shonam v'yemechad, hu demifsla b'bia u'mifsla b'chuppah," that only a girl aged 3 years and 1 day is suitable for bia and chuppah as well. Ha'pachus mi'ba'ashol shonam v'yemechad delay mifsla b'bia lay mifsla b'chuppah, but a girl less than 3 years and a day is not suitable for a bia and therefore not suitable for chuppah either.